or less at discoverstudentloans.com. Limitations apply.
Back to the Todd Brodelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Come on, baby, don't you wanna go?
All right, it is 5 o'clock. Welcome back in the Todd Brodelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn, KGYM. 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City. 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, and 1600 AM all across Eastern Iowa. With us now, a highly anticipated chat every year at Big Ten Media Day with Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz. I think we're contractually obligated to refer to you as the Dean of Coaches. I'm sure you haven't heard that enough, have you?
Yeah, I never have, and that's an academic term, so that rules out any football coach for sure.
In all seriousness, how good is that for the stability of this program? What does that mean to you and your program?
Well, it means an awful lot, and on a personal level and also, you know, professional level. I'm basically just kind of living the dream, if you will, and it's interesting. You know, growing up in Pittsburgh, I've been a longtime fan of the Steelers, and you look at their organization, the stability they've had, three coaches since 1969. And you look at Iowa and football right now, college football, I think we're so unique. We've had three athletic directors since 1970, two football coaches in the last 38 years. So, when I was coaching here in the 80s, there were a couple institutions nationally that had that type of stability, and I think we kind of stand alone in that regard. So, but the most important thing, I think it does give you an edge competitively, but it's so important that the leadership on your campus understands this is competitive. There's going to be ups and downs, and I've always felt like the best way to move forward is, you know, have a good plan and work that plan and weather the lows and, don't get too high during the highs.
Well, the depth chart came out today, and you've got two quarterbacks on it, but I know you talked earlier with all of us in a little bit of a scrum, and you're just content to see how things are going to play out here for the first couple weeks of camp, right?
That's the only fair way to do it for not only the players but the entire football team, and that's true at every position. So one thing about college football players, they're always changing. It's a pretty dynamic process as you go through it, and I referenced in the group there that 1987, I think the only thing we were all sure of was that Chuck Hartley was third, and either McGuire or Pulhulski were going to be the quarterback. As it turns out, Chuck was the guy that emerged during the course of that season and went on and set a lot of passing records. So, smart as we were then, and Bill Snyder was smart, by the way, but you just never know. Guys change, and you never know what they're going to do on the game field. So it is like every position, although it's a little bit more prominent than every position. And we're just going to let the guys compete, and we'll see where it all goes.
So one of the things that I think people noticed almost immediately today on that depth chart that's in the media guide is you've got two tight ends listed separately. What was the decision-making process there?
You know, part of that is we think that is an area that we have a chance to maybe have some depth and strength at. And conversely, we're inexperienced at the receiver position. So part of our job this August is going to be to evaluate the players, see where they're at, see what kind of improvement we've made, and then go about putting a plan together where we can utilize our best guys on the field as smartly as possible, so like every team does. But, yeah, the tight ends are going to be involved in that race, I think, and certainly. And I'm confident the receivers are going to come along, too, and having Matt Vandenberg back is going to be a big boost for us. So those are all positives. But, I definitely think it's safe to say that we see the tight ends being something that's going to factor in. Just like last year, we ended up having two really good running backs, and that was a great combination.
We'll get to the running backs certainly in just a little bit, but T.J. Hockenson, is that just a byproduct of him coming along that quickly?
He caught a lot of our eyes, I think, last fall, working against our defense, and it seemed like, you know, not every time, but I'd glance over there frequently and seeing him making a big play down the middle, yeah, what have you, so that was a good sign, and certainly then to watch what he did this spring. He did a really nice job, and he continues to grow and mature. So, you know, we're eager to see what he looks like on the field here in, I was going to say August, but actually it's July 30th. So it's going to be fun to get him out there. But, yeah, I think he's on the upward trend.
You guys are going to have a new quarterback, a lot of inexperience at wide receiver, and a new offensive coordinator. During the entire spring, you kind of harped on patience, patience, patience. Now that you're in fall camp, how much does the sense of urgency ratchet up?
Well, you know, it's you always have a clock going, and we all know when that first game's coming. We're 29, actually less than that. We're allowed 29, but we'll have less than that practices away. So, you know, you have that reality, and at some point you've got to get the team ready to play a game. But the most important thing, I think, is finding out more about ourselves, really see what kind of changes we've made since the end of spring ball. Some of the guys will look the same, but a lot of guys are going to look a little bit differently. So we got to put all that together. And then, you know, 10 days out, 12 days out, you start to turn your sights a little bit towards your first opponent and getting ready for the season. But, you know, it's a fluid process. We evaluate our guys daily, and, you know, you change your scripts, you change your plans for practice based on what you're seeing. And, you know, we'll just keep going step by step.
Iowa football coach Kirk Ferentz joining us here at Big Ten Media Days. We mentioned the running backs. You've got Akram Wadley, a dynamic player, coming into his senior year. And the question a lot of people had was Torrin Young, Toksa Kinrabadi, which one of these young guys was going to be number two on the depth chart. And then in really, I think, a pretty good departure from how you normally operate, you're bringing in a graduate transfer in James Butler. How did that process come about?
Yeah, hopefully this will be the Ron Kaluzy story. And, you know, Ron ended up on our campus, and it turned out to be such a great bonus for our football team. Not only in the fact that he was a good punter, but he also was a veteran guy in a young group, so he really added that way. And, you know, I think same thing with James. You know, James, they had a coaching change at Nevada. And I'm not sure at what point I haven't asked him, but at some point during his time there, he decided he'd like to get closer to home. And so he finished up his degree here last couple weeks ago, I guess it would be. Got a release at the end of June. We spoke to him on the phone. We were one of the schools he was interested in. It was clear that he was going to stay within a 3-4 hour radius from his hometown in Chicago. And it turns out he had family ties, family friends of his had ties at Iowa, strong ties. So, yeah, one thing led to another. And I just everything I've heard about James is so positive. What he did production-wise on the field, very positive. And I'll break the Buckley Amendment here, but he had a 3.2 GPA graduating. So that tells you a lot about the kind of attitude and seriousness he took towards his studies. And to me, we're not only having a chance to supplement our team with a good player, a good skill player, but more importantly, and every bit as importantly, is we're adding another good person to our team, just like Ron last year. You add to your senior class more maturity, guys that really know how to do things, and we're really eager to welcome them onto our football team.
Is that just a byproduct of the times? I mean, you've been at this for 19 years, but you've talked in the past, there's no free agency. You can't go out and pick a guy off the waiver wire. Yep. But especially college basketball, but now college football also heading into this graduate transfer era where programs are doing it and to everybody's benefit.
Yeah, I think, you know, you go back, basketball, I think, has always led the league and led the way in transfers and amount of transfers, and hopefully we never get to that point. But this is a kind of a new thing, and first time I really remember it was when Coach Meyer left Utah and went to Florida. I remember a cornerback going with him. And, you know, I'm still not sure if it's right, wrong, or indifferent, and I think there's going to be a lot of discussion moving forward about that. I've heard a proposal, which I think makes a little sense to me, actually, if a guy really wants to graduate transfer. The suggestion is they're going for a separate degree that they couldn't get at their university. You know, so if that's the case, maybe they ought to, you know, formulate a rule where the player has to sit a year, you know, take a redshirt year, if you will, and then play after that. So if he really has compelling reason to leave, there's a little bit of a penalty, but you worry about that free agent aspect. But right now, the way the rules are, you know, it's going to happen, and, you know, it's just part of college football, I guess.
I'm thinking it was back in March during the spring, you talked about two new pieces of NCAA legislation, one that you liked, one that you didn't like. We'll start with the one.
What time's the first break here? Okay, so let's go.
We'll start with the one that you didn't like. Will the lack of two-a-days, is that going to change your schedule for your football team during the fall at all?
Yeah, and I'll tell you, full disclosure, I mean, probably the one thing I've thought more about, and one nice thing about summer, you take some time and think, but I've thought a lot about our approach and what we're going to do with this camp. Again, there's going to be a lot of trial and error. There's going to be a lot of, you know, feeling things and maybe making adjustments on the fly. I think we have to do that because this is uncharted territory. My first really complaint about this thing is we've expanded the calendar for the players. And I think it was really needless in some ways. We've already legislated and controlled contact. Everybody in college football for the last 100 years, you know, the first 2 days are non-contact practices. It seems like a really easy solution would have been to say, instead of eliminating 2-a-days, which we only had 4 of last year, but if we had just said maybe, you know, you can only have one contact practice if you have 2-a-days, that would help minimize the contact, build in two back-to-back off days, because there is a bell curve. Injuries tend to go up as camp goes on. So maybe right at that middle period, you know, take a 2-day break, let everybody just not practice. You know, do some things like that without really implementing calendar changes. So And the other part that was a little frustrating, there's really no discussion on this. It just kind of got legislated. And I know a lot of stuff trickles down from the NFL, and I'll quit my commentary in 1 second, but it comes down from the NFL. The NFL's gone to this a couple of years back. The NFL also plays 4 preseason games. So, you know, they'll go 2 weeks of camp, and then they start playing those preseason games. There's a mental break, and there's something to focus on. We don't enjoy that. So we're going to be together for 5 weeks, looking at each other. So I think we need to be careful as coaches to make sure that we don't just get to that point where you got a bunch of guys that are stale mentally, tapped out that way, because, it's hard when you're just practicing. It's hard, especially on a daily basis.
So now for the legislation that you did like, how do you think the early signing period is going to be beneficial for your program?
I think we're going to learn as we go along there too, but what I did like about it was the process. There was a lot of – I can only speak for our conference, but my 18-plus years in this Big Ten conference, it was by far, I thought, the best exercise. We had not weekly but frequent conference calls, a lot of good discussion, a lot of good thoughts were shared. And you never get it all the way you want it. That's unrealistic. But I think everybody had the opportunity to have a voice and say their piece, and then you let the powers that be. But I think we're moving in the right direction. It is something, I think, there's some things on the table for collegiate football that really need to continue to be looked at and addressed. And if not, I think Coach Delaney said today we got a great game, a healthy game, but it's a fragile game too. We've got to really be careful.
Steve says we've got 3 minutes left, so if you want a filibuster, you can do that. You're the dean of football coaches now.
Well, okay.
Otherwise, we can get – I know you mentioned a little bit about an alternate uniform today. That's got quite a bit of buzz online among the fan base. Any ideas what game?
This could be a big summer. Tiger Hawk on the field and an alternate uniform. I mean, I wish life was so easy. I don't know. I don't know. In total honesty, I have no idea what game. I'm pretty sure there's going to be one somewhere down the road, but I don't know where down the road. And we'll keep the intrigue out there.
That Tiger Hawk's good for 2 or 3 wins, right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Guaranteed. Uniform 3 more.
So, yeah, I mean, there you go.
We're at 6 already.
All right.
Kirk, I'm going to ask him this later.
I'm going to call practice off next, next Wednesday.
Why not?
Yeah.
If I would have told you 5 years ago that Josie Jewell would be a unanimous preseason All-American, would you have believed me?
It's amazing. I remind our staff frequently that we almost didn't recruit he and Matt Vandenberg, and here they are in Chicago with us. So, it's just a great lesson of just how close all this stuff is. And there are some things that are really easy to see. It's kind of like the quarterback discussion. Sometimes it's a really easy decision, but other times there's a lot of gray area. And one thing you can't measure is what's inside a guy's heart. And both those guys, as well as Sean Welsh, and I'll say it about all of our seniors, we just got a really good group of seniors. And but Josie is just all determination. He's not Pat Anger, but he is a little bit like Pat Anger. He's not 6'5", 245 pounds, but he's all football player.
Last question before we let you go here, because we know you're on a tight schedule, but you mentioned the guys that are here, Sean Welsh, and last Wednesday.
Yep.
What was that moment like for you? Because you've been at this for 19 years, but I don't think any of us had ever seen anything like that. And we talked to him earlier today. What a tremendous amount of courage that it took to stand up and tell his story. And I know he told it numerous times here today on Radio Row, yeah. But just your handling of that, the team's handling of that, and how he's approaching a situation.
To watch him, fight this battle going back a couple of years now, that has been so impressive, and I'm very appreciative, as I know he is, all the help and support he's gotten, and we needed help too and support, and our people on campus were great. The last thing you want to do is say the wrong thing, do the wrong thing, so that is so appreciated. But as impressive as he's been over the last year and a half, whatever it's been now, equally as impressive as what he did last week, and it was all in the spirit of trying to help other people. So just a tremendous kid. And, he's just really to be admired, the way he's done things, top rate all the way through. And then to have this desire to go out and try to help other folks, whether it's college students, athletes, people of all ages, just it's so commendable. And I know his family's very proud of him, so are we.
Coach, we appreciate the time. Tiger Hawk on the Water Tower, Rose Bowl.
Water Tower, we have no boom, no I have no say of that.
Boom,
I know that.
Boom, boom, boom.
I have not been asked about it, and I'm pretty safe to predict next 18 years won't be asked again. So
Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz joining us at Media Day as he does every year. Thanks, Coach, and we'll catch up in a couple weeks at Media Day.
Yeah, it's my pleasure. Look forward to it, guys. Thank you.
Iowa coach Kirk Ferentz joining us here at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place. Our coverage continues on after this. Again, a big thank you to Coach's Corner Sports Pub in Iowa City, helping with the countdown to kickoff, taking you up to today and tomorrow at Big Ten Media Days. We'll be back with more of the Todd Brommelkamp Show after this.
I'm concerned about our computers. I keep hearing stories about viruses holding files hostage.
My brother's office hasn't had any issues. They work with IT solutions. You can find them at ineedmycomputerstowork.com.
IT solutions?
Yeah, they have affordable, custom, managed monthly care for businesses like ours.
How does it work?
Think of it like taking care of your teeth. You wouldn't wait until something goes wrong and then try and find a random dentist, right?
No.
Exactly. Their multi-level protection includes virus protection on workstations and servers, virus filters at your internet connection, keeping security patches up to date, and installing custom protection developed by IT solutions that no one else has. They also back up your data locally, so recovery is fast and easy.
Wow, all that for a low, affordable monthly fee and a plan that's customized just for us?
Yes, that's what IT Solutions has been doing for over 30 years. Go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com for more info.
Well, I've got a few minutes before our meeting. I'll go to ineedmycomputerstowork.com right now.
Let your voice be heard this August 1st by voting for Plan Number 3 in the Linn County special election to determine how our Board of Supervisors will represent their local citizens. By electing one person from your district who is familiar with your part of the county and its residents, matters of importance that affect you can be better brought to the table. Remember to vote on August 1st. Plan Number 3 means letting your voice be heard. Paid for by the LCFB PAC.
Come rock the chalk in downtown Iowa City. This unique chalk art event is presented by Midwest One Bank, and the fun is free for the whole family. Come see beautiful chalk art displays, pick up some chalk and create your own masterpiece, and enjoy excellent live music. Join in this family celebration of creativity Friday, August 11th at the corner of Clinton and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Chalk this one up to a super duper time with Midwest One. Get all the details at rockthechalkic.com.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM.
5:22, and welcome back to the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place. It is day one of two Big Ten Media Days coming your way on the Todd Brommelkamp Show along with Alex Kuhn, Kyle Mann, and Rob Norton, our four-man team of KGYM in Chicago, and the fifth member of the team back in Cedar Rapids on the southwest side, Jeff Downing, our associate producer. Actually, I'll give a shout-out to Scott Unash as well for making sure that we're able to do this program from Chicago, and you can all hear it back in Iowa, whether you're listening on 106.3 FM, the South Gym in Iowa City, 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids, or all across eastern Iowa on 1600 ESPN. A big thank you to Kirk Ferentz, as always. Wished we could have gone a little bit longer with Kirk, but there's a thousand different things that you need to do at Big Ten Media Days, and you get pulled in this direction and that direction. But Steve Rowe, Matt Weitzel, the staff at the University of Iowa, always doing a good job of making sure that he spends a bit of time with us. He only did two other radio appearances here before coming over to us and calling it a day. And he's got a sense of humor about things like the Tiger Hawk on the field. And he knows how overblown that stuff gets, but the fan base just eats it up. And, well, we also found out from talking to Kirk before he came on with us that Kirk sometimes listens to the show, which is... I don't know whether that's something I want in the back of my mind or not, but he listens on days where I'm on vacation, which, you know what? Maybe that tells me all I need to know. Maybe he was listening specifically because someone wasn't on the air last Friday.
He was listening to Friday's show, and Todd, you've been made aware of this, but anybody that tuned in knows that there were some weather issues, and he was basically telling me that he was pulling into a dry cleaning service in Iowa City when he found out that there was some thunderstorms capable of producing tornadoes, and the cell was just south of Iowa City. So a lot of people complain when we interrupt our sports talk for weather. Kirk Ferentz was appreciative.
Well, how about a little baseball news before we send it over to Kyle for another big board update? Did you have the Kansas City Royals as buyers going into the trade deadline? They are reportedly acquiring closer Brandon Maurer of the San Diego Padres along with Ryan Buchter and Trevor Cahill in exchange for Matt Strom, Travis Wood, and Estiary Ruiz. So the Royals making a move before the trade deadline. That would be Doug's Kansas City Royals. Doug is a Kansas City Royals fan. You may or may not know that.
I did.
But I do.
I didn't know that.
Sadly. Okay, time for the real sports news. Kyle Mann's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Midwest One, where you're the one.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was included on the Big Ten preseason honors list announced this morning at Big Ten Media Day. Jewell was one of only 10 Big Ten players honored, and this is just another in a long list of preseason awards for him. He was also named a first-team preseason All-American and first-team All-Big Tener, as well as a handful of watch lists. Iowa also released its depth chart today, which has at least for now answered some Hawkeye fans' questions. Nathan Stanley is listed as the starting quarterback over Tyler Wiegers, and Nick Easley is set to start at receiver opposite Matt Vandenberg. The chart also showed two tight ends. Kirk Ferentz also confirmed to us here in Chicago that Iowa will use an alternate uniform for an undetermined home game next season. The Iowa State baseball tournament continues this week, today with Class 2A quarterfinal matchups, including Iowa City Regina. The four-seeded Regals down number 5 Trainer 5-0 and will play Dyersville Beckman on Thursday. The Cedar Rapids Colonels won all three of their games over the weekend, a finale with Great Lakes on Friday, and the first two games of a series with the Lansing Lugnuts on Saturday and Sunday. They played the finale of that series at noon today, and the Colonels dropped that one 3-1. They'll be off tomorrow as they travel to Peoria. Tonight on KGYM, we'll have Bartolo Colon making at least one more start for the Twins, taking on Tenchi Rio and the Dodgers. That's the first game of a series in L.A., so first pitch isn't going to be until 9 o'clock, but you can hear that on 107.5 FM, the North Gym in Cedar Rapids.
So you got the Major League Baseball trade deadline looming on the horizon, and football talk to get us through until 7 o'clock tonight. Cubs falling to the White Sox earlier today, still playing very good baseball to start the second half, and boy, I keep going back to that Kansas City deal, and I don't know what the Royals are doing there, but they must see something that I don't, because if I were making the calls there in Kansas City and I were Dayton Moore, I'm probably not. Now, that didn't cost them a whole ton. Matt Strom, Travis Wood, and a minor league player, I don't think that's a huge payout to get two very good relief pitchers, and then a guy who can start or be a long man out of the bullpen the way that Trevor Cahill. Now, there's going to be a ton of rumors over the next 4, 5, 7 days, whatever it is, and you got to sort of sit on the edge of your seat if you're a baseball fan waiting to see just exactly what goes down with your favorite teams. Now, we had Kirk Ferentz just moments ago. We've got another coach from the Big Ten West set to join us in a matter of minutes. This was basically a guarantee to us from Mike Grimm, the play-by-play voice of the Minnesota Golden Gophers, during his appearance on our program a couple weeks ago as part of the countdown to kickoff. I said I would like to have P.J. Fleck on the program, and he said, I can guarantee you, that P.J. Fleck will be on the show. Well, P.J. Fleck is coming your way next, the high-octane head coach of the Minnesota Golden Gophers. And look, you guys know me. I'm a fan of P.J. Fleck.
I think everybody at KGYM is.
Well, Scott Unash is, he's a big fan.
A big fan. I'm a big fan as well.
Going back to the Western Michigan days, he wanted a row your boat shirt, a Western Michigan one, because Scott would never bring himself to wear a Minnesota one.
Now, I think I saw P.J. Fleck earlier today, and he is wearing a Row the Boat shirt. It's a Minnesota Row the Boat shirt, but he is wearing a shirt with a patch on the side that says Row the Boat.
He had to pay money to Western Michigan for the trademark to that phrase, but I don't think they would have continued using it without him in the picture, and now it's a Minnesota thing. Sky Uma, you'll hear him probably say that. He does it at the end of every interview. And just a fascinating, fascinating guy. Now, right behind us in the next room over moments ago, the three Iowa football players who were here at Big Ten Media Day had their time on the Big Ten Network with Dave Revson And I know he talked with Sean Welsh a little bit about his decision to talk about his depression last week. Talked with Matt Vandenberg about his health, and he's doing a little bit of running, although Matt mentioned earlier today in a media gathering that he's not quite where he needs to be conditioning-wise yet, but that's what the start of camp is for. And camp is right around the corner. As a matter of fact, Iowa will hold its media day August 5th in Iowa City. And, of course, KGYM will have plenty of coverage for you from Iowa Media Day in August on both the gym class and here on the Todd Brownell Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. Okay, I don't know how to build this up anymore, but you're not going to hear a more energetic guest than Minnesota coach P.J. Fleck. He joins us on the program next.
We're going to head to a bottom-of-the-hour Sports Center update, which is brought to you by Network Computer Solutions, voted Best IT Support Company in the Corridor Business Journal. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Your business's computing needs are a lot like a symphony orchestra. Each instrument on its own doesn't seem like much, but when the wireless isn't talking with a tablet, and that isn't in tune with the desktop, it's a mess. Network Computer Solutions is in the business of putting it all together in perfect harmony. Network Computer Solutions creates, fixes, and otherwise improves your company's networking computers, and that tunes up your profits. Call 247-7223. 247-7223. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
Big good. Pricing and participation may vary. Tax and substitutions extra.
ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi, developing story. The Dodgers, the team with the best record in baseball and a 10.5-game lead in the NL West, expected to be without ace Clayton Kershaw the next 4 to 6 weeks. That's based on an initial diagnosis of his injured back. The Dodgers will officially determine how much time Kershaw will miss after he visits with the team back specialist. White Sox ended a 9-game losing streak with a 3-1 victory over the Cubs. Cubs righty Kyle Hendricks, a run, 3 hits, 2 walks, one strikeout in 4 in his return from tendonitis in his pitching hand. The Twins acquired lefty Jaime Garcia from the Braves for a pitching prospect. NFL Colts quarterback Andrew Luck, coming off offseason shoulder surgery, will begin training camp on the PUP list with the anticipation of being ready for the start of the regular season. The news not surprising as Luck just started throwing a football last week. NBA free agent Derrick Rose meeting with the Cavaliers today in Ohio, according to ESPN's Adrian Wojnarowski. Rose met with the Lakers Friday, but has been leaning toward the Cleveland opportunity. Rose's visit comes amid Kyrie Irving's trade request.
Get your large two-topping Pizza Hut pizza for just $7.99. Call now to carry out or order online for delivery. Oven hot pizza, fast every time, because no one out-pizzas the hut.
The Ford Summer Sales event is in full swing.
Is your truck going to be able to handle all these pavers for the patio?
No problem. The F-150 has got a high-strength, military-grade aluminum alloy body.
Oh.
With best-in-class payload, the F-150 can handle the work you need it to.
Remember when I had a high-strength, military-grade body?
I don't, actually. It's always a
good time. Take on summer right with Ford, America's best-selling brand, during the Ford Summer Sales event. Hurry and get our hottest offers during the Ford Summer Sales event, like 0% financing for 60 months on select Ford F-150s. Plus, get an additional $1,000 on top of your trade-in. Offer ends July 31st. Best-selling based on 2016 sales when properly equipped. Classes full-size pickups under 8,500 pounds. GVWR based on Ford segmentation. Not all buyers qualify for Ford credit financing. 60 months at $1,667 per month for $1,000 finance regardless of down payment. Trade-assist cash requires trade-in of 95 or newer vehicle or lease terminated 30 days prior to or 90 days after new retail delivery. Not available on Raptor. See dealer or go to buyfordnow.com for complete details. Take new retail delivery from dealer stock by July 31st, 2017.
Hi, I'm Jay Farner, CEO of Quicken Loans. Every day people ask me, can I still take advantage of today's low rates? Is it still a good time to refinance? The answer is yes. Now's a great time to call Quicken Loans at 800-QUICKEN. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.99%, APR 4.19%. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumerAccess.org, number 3030. Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here to announce that KFC's new spicy, crispy Zinger Chicken Sandwich is now available in a $5 fill-up for a limited time. Why? Because who wants to spend $7 on a meal at a burger place when you could spend $5 on a hand-breaded Zinger Chicken Sandwich, wages, a cookie, and a drink at KFC? I mean, we specialize in chicken. You need another reason? I didn't think so. Try the Zinger and a $5 fill-up at KFC today. KFC, it's finger-licking good. Limited time offer at participating KFCs. Tax extra.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, right here on KGYM.
Come on, baby, don't you wanna go?
Welcome back in to the Todd Brommelkamp Show, coming to you from Big Ten Media Days in Chicago, Hyatt Regency McCormick Place, and Mike Grimm promised him, and Mike Grimm delivered him. He's the newest head coach in the Big Ten, P.J. Fleck, taking some time to join us. You never seem to run out of energy.
I guess I don't. All I know how to be is myself, and that's why I'm just so thankful to have the opportunity, and our staff has the opportunity, the University of Minnesota. Mark Coyle, President Kaler, all they said is, we just want you to be yourself. And I have a lot of energy. I have a lot of passion. I love what I do. I'm an educator. My degree's in elementary education, taught sixth grade social studies, and you got to have a lot of energy these days, I think, to be able to influence to the absolute maximum of the young people of this generation.
Coach, what constitutes an elite culture?
Well, there's three things that really make up. It's a Necton mentality, a Prefontaine pace, and a Farmer's Alliance, and it's very simple. A Necton is a great white shark, okay? And I know there's a lot of great white shark
the
talk
shark
out
week.
There with Phelps.
Yeah,
he just swam against a shark, right? Well, kind of. But they're always attacking, never full. We want people to always want to attack their life and make their life incredibly important. Think of their life as something incredibly special, academically, athletically, socially, spiritually. We want a Prefontaine pace, and this isn't a pub for Oregon, but it's he sprinted through life. You know, he'd rather sprint and lose than pace and win. You know, we want guys to be able to attack it and go hard at everything. And then there's obviously the Farmers Alliance, which is the trust factor. We want people and young men who want to be trusted, who can trust other people and can continue to build their life that way. But that's what it really is. I mean, it is about how you do something, not necessarily what you accomplish or what you do. It's the dream is in the journey type belief.
And talking about culture, I think I heard a couple weeks ago you made reference to Iowa and two coaches in 40 years in Hayden Fry and Kirk Ferentz. And you would like to try to instill a little bit of that culture in the Twin Cities.
Yeah, I tell you what, I grew up in the Chicagoland area and watching the
Caneland High School.
Caneland High School, yep. And my mom and dad are from Berwyn and Cicero right down the road. And, you know, so I grew up in Big Ten football. And when you start to see championships and you start to see people who are always in contention for championships at any level, what they have in common, for the most part, usually, is cultural sustainability. I mean, you look at Iowa and you look at Hayden Fry and you look at Coach Ferentz. I mean, those are two guys over a 40-year span. I'm only 36, so they've had two head football coaches, right, in such a long time. To be able to keep that consistency is incredibly important. We've had three head football coaches at the University of Minnesota in 3 years, 5 and 15. And we want these things to happen, but we've got to be able to understand this is going to be something that has to be developed over a long period of time. And that's why part of the reason why we took the job at Minnesota was to emulate that, was to be that type of way of cultural responsibility or cultural sustainability. And Iowa set the groundwork for that.
You mentioned taking the job at Minnesota. I can't remember what outlet it was, but there was a headline, and I remember it very vividly, that said, P.J. Fleck should row his boat as far away from the Minnesota job as possible before you took the job.
That's probably why I took it.
What has the experience been like for you so far in the Twin Cities?
I've loved every single minute of it. I've loved every challenge. I've loved every wall. I've loved every piece of success we've had. I've loved every piece of development and part of changing young people's lives. I've loved our entire city. I've loved our state. It's been a lot of fun. It's been a lot of work. And we have a lot of work to do about changing perceptions, changing thoughts, changing ideas, changing the way people think about Gopher football in a place where people say, well, you have the Twins and you've got the Wild and you got the Vikings and you got Timberwolves and the Lynx. But I love it because when we're all on top eventually at some point, think of how cool that city's going to be. That's what you start to think of when you're an optimist, and that's one of the reasons why we took the job.
Minnesota coach P.J. Fleck with us here on the Todd Brommelkamp Show, along with Alex Kuhn at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place in Chicago. Now, you mentioned success, but you talk a lot about failure. Why is that?
Well, because I think you look at any successful person, they failed enough to be successful. We look at failing as growth, failure as quit. I think there's two separate things. And I think young people have a very, very hard time failing in 2017 because you can always hit the reset button on Xbox or PlayStation. You can always start over on board games or whatever. You can always do things that say, I want to start over. That's not how life is. You've got to be able to take whatever life throws at you and handle in a very optimistic way, or you can quit. And so we treat our players and tell our players and teach our players that everything that happens to you in life is really above the line. It's just the way your perspective and the way you look at things can change your life forever. And that's what we want our players to understand, that to live a joyful life and to understand things are going to happen, but we're going to train you how to respond in a positive way.
Now, I think back to 2013 where your Western Michigan team, your first year, came into Iowa.
Yeah.
And you made a quarterback change that day. And
I don't think that was by design. I think he got hurt. I think he was hit maybe in the first quarter about 16 times he might have got hit. And I don't think I had a choice. I think he was carried off the field.
But Zach Terrell comes into that game, and he is your quarterback for the next 4 years. My question for you as you go into this 2017 year, how do you manage trying to produce results right away and trying to build a championship program like you did at Western Michigan?
Well, you don't focus on trying to produce results right away. That's not what we're going to focus on. We're going to focus on results within the process every day. We are going to be better today than we were yesterday, and then tomorrow we're going to be better than we are today. This year's football team has nothing to do with last year's football team. And I mean that in the best way, in terms of it's just a new team. We have one of the least experienced teams in the country with 43 returning lettermen. And we have quarterback situations where nobody's really played. So I love that challenge. You just don't know what you're going to get. We do have some key players on offense and some key players on defense. But when you're talking about championship caliber, you guys know this. You're talking about championship football. You usually have 22 studs on offense and 22 studs on defense. At least cultural, all buy-in, failed enough to be successful. And that's what we want to produce. But listen, you guys brought me back to that game. That was, I still remember that. I remember what I wore. I usually don't remember anything. I just remember we might have set a record. You guys might have set a record, or we might have set a record, for as many special teams touchdowns in a single game that game. It just kept happening. Kickoffs, punts. I remember that very vividly.
What do you want to see from your starting quarterback during this fall camp?
When you have one.
Yeah, here's what I'll tell you. This is what I've learned in being a head football coach, is when you don't know necessarily what you have, you stick to the ball. The ball is the program. We were number one at Western Michigan in the country at turnover margin. We were 13-0. Direct correlation. Our first year at Western Michigan, we were like 118th in the country, and we were 1-11. We didn't turn the ball over year four at Western Michigan for the first seven games, and that was directly related to our quarterback, who was 1-11, who threw 33 interceptions instead of three like his senior year. So that's what we've got to be able to get our quarterbacks to do. Take care of the football. Make decisive decisions. You might be wrong. Just make it decisively. Make it decisively and go. And that's how we're going to train our quarterbacks in year one.
You've got a little bit of Iowa ties on your coaching staff. Rob Smith was a graduate assistant at Iowa. Where did you cross paths with him to bring him into the program?
You know, a lot of our staff, you kind of had to go through Rutgers, I think, to join it at some point, you know, with Greg Schiano's tree. And so, you know, I met Rob at Rutgers. And then Rob came with us when we were at Tampa Bay with the Buccaneers. And I've always had that similar type of Schiano defense that I really wanted to continue to develop, evolve, but keep that base the same, because I've really respected how his teams played defense and the type of schemes and how hard it was to be able to scheme against. So Rob Smith brought that, and I thought Rob, you know, coming from the SEC, has done a tremendous job in his career, but he speaks so highly of Coach Ferentz, and he speaks so highly of Iowa and Coach Doyle and the strength and conditioning room and just the tradition that Iowa has. He's always mentioning that to us.
Now, you have him here with you in Chicago. What impresses you the most about Rodney Smith?
I tell you what, he is he's a dynamic individual, a dynamic performer on the field. What I love about him is you know exactly what you're going to get, but it's a lot of different, because he can run in between the tackles. He can run inside zone. He can run stretch and outside zone, but he can play in the power game too. He can run option. He can run routes. He's so versatile. What I love about him in the last 5 months, I've seen a complete grow-up in terms of the type of kid he is. One of the hardest workers on our team. He's on our leadership council. And I think he's just evolved so much in this new culture, and I'm really, really proud of him.
So let's talk about the Iowa-Minnesota rivalry. As you mentioned, you grew up in Big Ten country. You're very familiar. Floyd of Rosedale. What would it mean to you to take possession of Floyd of Rosedale.
Well, anytime you're in a traditional conference, that's one of the reasons why you come to the Big Ten, to play in traditional games almost every single week. You know, when you're kind of in some of the group of five, you might have one rival. Here we have so many. But we really respect our rivalry with Iowa and always have. And now that I'm new head football coach, I've always watched Big Ten football. But again, what we have to focus on, and I'm sure Coach Ferrett says the same thing, is we have got to focus on being the best team we can be week in and week out. You know, getting up for one game and down for the other, that's just inconsistency in terms of within your culture. We don't want to do that. We want to play our best every single week and really embrace that culture of the rivalry when that comes up that particular week, but also stay within the confines of our culture of just keep rowing the boat every single week and getting better.
You mentioned rowing the boat. There, you have a lot of acronyms. Family is one, right? Forget about me. I love you.
Sure.
Where do these all come from?
You know, it's a culmination of my entire life of what I've wanted to be able to teach our players about that I've learned, to give them substance, to give them something they can take with them throughout life. If I asked all four of us what our definition of leadership is, I'd write it down on a piece of paper. We'd all have probably different answers. Well, when you go to France and you don't speak French, you're going to have a hard time connecting. If you go to London and you speak English, you can still connect. Right? You can make friends with people. It's going to be hard to do that if you don't speak French. Same within a culture. If you're not speaking the same language, you're not on the same page of what maturity means and integrity and family. We throw around family all the time. But if you don't define that, there's some people that come from broken homes, divorced homes, two-parent homes, orphanages. It doesn't matter. And from every demographic in the world. So what we have to do is be able to bring all these guys in a room, 125, and say, hey, we're all family. They're looking at you like, what have you done for me? So that's why we define forget about me, I love you as family, and love the sacrifice. But it's been a combination of a lot of people. Greg Schiano's been a huge influence in my life and really taught me that connection, communication, language barrier between player, coach, coach, player, and obviously support staff and boosters and fans.
What are you what kind of message are you stressing to recruits about the University of Minnesota?
Well, I think it's one thing about us is we've always talked about us. It's not just the University of Minnesota. It's us at the University of Minnesota. Because I think more and more people these days, they buy people. You know, it's not just the school. That's a major part of it because you need your education. You want to come to the number one APR in the country in terms of public institutions. You want to do those things. You want to be surrounded by Fortune 500 companies to get internships, to get jobs later on. But at the end of the day, you're going to play for people. Just like when people pick Iowa, they're picking Iowa, yes, but, you know, Kirk Ferentz, the Hayden Fry, the people there that have made Iowa such a traditional powerhouse, that's why they're picking it. We want to create that. And it's really fun to be a part of something that hasn't been done in 50 years. And that's how people create legends. That's how you become legendary, when it hasn't been done. And it takes a special person to do that. And that is not for everybody, guys. And that's not for every head football coach to take on that challenge. That's not for every player or every assistant coach. I'm just really, really blessed that we have the right people in place that want to be a part of that and continue to have that recruiting. And we can truly be ourselves. Again, not for everybody. But the people that we are for, we can truly take them to a legendary type status in their own life, academically, athletically, socially, and spiritually.
I've watched you up and down Radio Row today. You were on the phone with WSCR in Chicago. You're selling Minnesota at this point. Are you going to be doing this when you guys turn the corner and you're successful? Are you still going to be on Radio Row? Because, you know, we've been here 3 years now. We don't see Urban Meyer over here a lot. We don't see the coaches from a lot of the winning programs here a lot. So is success going to change PJ Fleck?
Well, I can only go
that's
by
a nice that's a roundabout question. Way of me asking you if you'll do the show with us again next year, because this has been the best, can I call it elite? This has
Absolutely.
Been an elite interview.
You might get some slack for that. I'm just telling you right now, you're probably getting some slack on social media.
Well, no, they look, the listeners in Eastern Iowa, and Alex can back me up on this, I'm a big fan, and they don't like the fact that I say nice things about you.
Oh, that's
because
okay.
I
appreciate that.
Look, I think you're really good at what you do, and I said you going to Minnesota was probably going to turn the Big Ten West upside down, because if you're at Wisconsin, if you're at Nebraska, if you're at Iowa, the ball game has changed.
Yeah. Well, I will say this, guys. I am who I am. I have changed every single day in terms of growing higher and being better than I've ever have been in terms of the complete life. But, guys, I am who I am, and I think if you ask anybody from the Mid-American Conference, from day one when I walked in there, the message was incredibly consistent all the way through year four. You know, and my parents always taught me to treat people the way you want to be treated. Guys, you'll have me always on the show anytime you need me at any moment. Guys, whether we're 12-0 or 0-12, I'll sign it. I'll put it on the back of your computer, on your gym here. I'll put it back to whatever you guys want. I'll always be on the show. I'm here for you, and I appreciate the rivalry. This is really healthy for college football. It's really healthy for the Big Ten, especially our rivalry, and I look forward to playing in it.
Minnesota football coach P.J. Fleck, I have a feeling we'll be catching up in a couple months when Florida Rosedale's on the line.
Can't wait, guys. Keep rowing the boat, Sky Umah. Thanks a lot.
Thanks, Coach.
You got it.
And there you have it, Sky Umah.
He did Sky Umah.
He knows his...
He is a bundle of energy.
We watched him today, Radio Row. I don't know if the word no is in his vocabulary.
It is not.
He did everything anyone asked him to do today, and you heard him willing to come on with us next year.
And keep in mind, Minnesota doesn't go in front of the media until tomorrow. So
right.
They came a day early to chat with the radio stations on Radio Row from all around the Big Ten landscape. A lot of Nebraska stations. But
I was going to say, he got more play in Nebraska today than I think the last regular season football game the Huskers played last year probably got. But P.J. Fleck is a guy, and I'll say it again, I think he's going to change the landscape of the Big Ten West. And he's going to, you know, he's going to be a pain in Iowa's side, Northwestern, Illinois, Wisconsin, certainly. That's a huge rivalry for Minnesota. Nebraska. Life is not going to be easy with him at Minnesota. And I know there are people out there, and I couldn't figure out a way to tactfully say this, but there are people that think he's a little bit of a huckster, a little bit of a con artist, and you know he talks a good game, but can he back it up? This is a guy who took a one-win team at Western Michigan and turned them into an undefeated team in the regular season last year, took them to the Cotton Bowl where they played Wisconsin. And to me, I thought the most interesting thing about that, and maybe it was I'm the only one who caught it, but when he was talking about Steve Prefontaine, he made reference to Oregon.
Yes.
And remember, P.J. Fleck was tied to Oregon.
He was.
When he was still at Western Michigan, and the rumors were that his personality turned off a certain someone at Oregon. And
Mr. Knight?
He didn't get the job, and now he's Iowa's problem, and Minnesota, and Wisconsin, and Nebraska, and the rest of the Big Ten. But a big thank you to Mike Grimm, the play-by-play voice of the Gophers, for following through and making sure that we got PJ on the show. And I do like him, and I like the way that he handles himself, and I wish him the best of success. Maybe not when they're playing against the Hawkeyes, because it probably wouldn't be in my best interest in Eastern Iowa, but I think PJ Fleck is an interesting human being, and I like the way that he approaches his job, and I like his views on things like failure, because I think you can learn a lot more through failure than necessarily success. But that's, you know, we'll continue the P.J. Fleck discussion tomorrow, maybe when we've got a little bit more breathing room, because I want to know what people think about P.J. Fleck back in Eastern Iowa. Maybe they can use the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line to let us know. 319-366-1600. Coming up, Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com will kick off the 6 o'clock hour. Mark Morehouse also set to join us at 6:30 today. Mark was doing Radio Row while we were not even set up this morning. He was doing all his Nebraska hits with all these radio stations, just going from one Nebraska station to the next Nebraska station. But Mark will be with us in our fourth and final hour of the program today. We'll step aside for just a little bit here at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place in Chicago. When we come back, Kyle's got another big board update for you as we draw hour number three to a close. More of the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn after this.
For over 30 years, IT Solutions has been taking care of businesses' technology needs. Learn more at IneedMyComputersToWork.com.
Hey, boss, is our computer network up and running yet?
No, they're still working on it.
It's been over 2 days. How much longer is it going to be?
I don't know. Everything seemed to be working fine, so I didn't think we needed to do anything. Then, when we lost all our files to that virus, I called some guy and he said our virus protection and backups weren't working correctly. He's still trying to get our files back.
I told you we needed to call IT Solutions before we had a problem.
I know.
The office where my brother works uses IT Solutions, and they aren't having any problems. My sister's business had a virus slip through.
They had all their files back in 30 minutes.
I wish that was us.
Well, since we can't get any work done around here, go to IneedMyComputersToWork.com now.
IT Solutions has been taking care of businesses' technology needs for over 30 years. Learn more at IneedMyComputersToWork.com before it's too late.
Daryl Bewley here with Toyota of Iowa City. Most of you are aware that we have really amazing lease and finance specials going on right now on most of our new Toyotas or outstanding cash back options. It's the perfect time for you to come see us and check out the options and all the details. However, many of you may not be fully aware of our fantastic Toyota Certified Used Vehicle Program, which includes 12 months or 12,000 miles of comprehensive warranty, 7 years of limited powertrain warranty, and 1 year of roadside assistance. These vehicles must also pass a 160-point inspection before they can be certified. Also, all used vehicles we sell here at Toyota of Iowa City come with free oil changes and tire rotations for 2 full years with no mileage restrictions. So if you're in the market for a new Toyota or for a really dependable used vehicle, Toyota of Iowa City has got you covered. Come on in and get all the details at Toyota of Iowa City. We're on Highway 1 right off 218 in Iowa City.
Back to the Todd Brommelkamp Show right here on KGYM. Come on,
baby, don't you wanna go? 5:55, welcome back to Big Ten Media Days at the Hyatt Regency McCormick Place in Chicago. Todd Brommelkamp alongside Alex Kuhn. Kyle Mann, our on-site producer, along with Rob Norton. Jeff Downing back in the studio on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids. We got a poll question for you today at KGYMradio.com. Who wins the Iowa starting quarterback job week one, Nathan Stanley or Tyler Wiegers? Iowa releasing its depth chart earlier today, and Stanley is on top. The poll question brought to you by Emil's Hideaway. Find them on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's and next to the Home Depot. Our next guest, Adam Rittenberg, set to join us at the top of the hour. But first, time now for a Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Here's Kyle.
Iowa linebacker Josie Jewell was included on the Big Ten preseason honors list announced this morning at Big Ten Media Day. Jewell was one of only 10 Big Ten players honored, and this is just another in a long list of preseason awards for him. He was also named a first-team preseason All-American and first-team All-Big Tenner. Iowa also released its depth chart today, which has at least for now answered some Hawkeye fans' questions. Nathan Stanley is listed as the starting quarterback over Tyler Wiegers, and Nick Easley is set to start at receiver opposite Matt Vandenberg. The chart also showed two tight ends. Kirk Ferentz also confirmed to us here in Chicago that Iowa will use an alternate uniform for an undetermined game next season. The Cedar Rapids Colonels won all three of their games over the weekend, a finale with Great Lakes on Friday, and the first two games of a series with the Lansing Lugnuts on Saturday and Sunday. They played the finale of that series at noon today, and the Colonels dropped that one 3-1. They'll be off tomorrow as they travel to Peoria. Tonight on KGYM, we'll have Bartolo Colon making at least one more start for the Twins, taking on Tenshi Rio and the Dodgers. That's the first game of a series in Los Angeles, so first pitch isn't going to be until 9:10. You'll be able to hear that on 107.5 FM, The North Gym.
All right, Kyle, thank you very much. As we mentioned, our fourth and final hour, we'll get underway with Adam Rittenberg of ESPN.com next.
The Ford Summer Sales Event is in full swing.
Is your truck going to be able to handle all these pavers for the patio?
No problem. The F-150 has got a high-strength military-grade